I'm really excited for that, to see what we come up with as a people.
I think we have to really look at what got Martin, Malcolm, Bob, and others killed. They were saying things to large numbers of people. I think we're kidding ourselves if we think that if we in our individual lives start talking in a narrow way with each other, but don't have as our goal reaching large numbers of people, how will we prevent the oceans from dying? How will we save our brothers and sisters within a single generation?
That's an interesting question, and we've talked about this a little bit before. Because of technology, we're at a very unique point where we can very easily reach a lot of people. So it is at this point we're like, well, okay, what is really holding us back when we're trying to figure out what it is that is keeping us from moving forward? And, you know, I've mentioned, you know, celebrities, you know, with their Twitter accounts having followers of millions and millions of people. Yet, again, where is that courageous person to begin digging deeper and getting these ideas? If you are a person who can just with a single tweet reach millions of people, that is something what we've never ever experienced before as a human race. I mean, that's power in a very, very clear, concrete way. That's seeing our power. Technology right there is like, well, why aren't we using this to further us as a human race and as a global, as living things on this earth?
And this brings me back to my original point. We have to start having each other's backs. It can't be a few who say this. All of us have to start saying, we, all of us, want to begin talking about society redesign. Otherwise, if you leave it to just a tiny, tiny person or even a celebrity, that puts that person at risk. We've seen the ruthlessness of the system.
But then, okay, so then, but you're saying that it can't be just one or two people sprinkled across a nation or whatever, across the globe, saying it. It has to be multiple people saying it. But then you're also saying that it can't be just a private thing that just happens amongst ourselves and isn't on the big airwaves. But where, I feel like that's at odds, like where you have to develop the ideas and thoughts, and you have to develop the foundation and people. You have to develop your crew, right? You have to.
But we already are Earth. We already want to be free. It's not like we have to convince anybody of that. We all want to own the bodies we walk around in. It is about opening our mouths and saying that everywhere, tweeting it, calling radio stations. That will then give the cover that celebrity needs, because, you know, they don't want to be axed.
Looking at how this plays out, I'm finding it hard to see how it isn't going to start with one or two courageous people just saying it.
Of course it does start that way.
But then how do you get more and more people on that, you know, having your back and saying it with you? You're saying that it can't just be a handful of people, but, or one or two people, but if one or two people are saying it, then how do we ensure as a movement that gets echoed and resonates through dialogue through our lives?
Well, I mean, I think we see many examples around us today of how things can take off very quickly. And everyone can give probably numerous examples. The Egyptian Revolution is probably the best example. Getting Barack elected, another. The fact that Occupy movement sprang up simultaneously all over the world. There are numerous examples, as you say, because of the technology. Ideas spread fast and instantly if they tap into a simultaneous reality feeling that we all share. And that's the point. That's why there is such a tight lock on this being said over the airwaves. But our numbers mean that it could not be shut down if enough of us start saying this everywhere. I don't see how it would not take off.
Well, information spreads very quickly. Videos go viral all the time, but the ideas die very quickly as well. It's a product of us not having enough time because we're in this rat race. We're jumping through these hoops. the ideas that come up, people are like, huh, that's interesting. And then just they get dropped and we go about our day. And so how...
It depends on the ideas, doesn't it? That did not happen with Occupy. If they had not physically shut that down, there would be camps today. They would be growing. They would be becoming little villages. No, the state actively intervened to shut that down. So there are ideas that are going to be, are enduring because they represent our enduring reality. We are captives. We don't want to be.